welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in again to the broadcast this week, and we'll pick things up here in John chapter 5, and where we left off here in verse number 23. It says here that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Here in John 5, 23, 22, and 23, we see here where the Lord Jesus Christ tells that the judgment has been committed by God the Father unto God the Son. He is God. The purpose of that is that men should honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, as they honor the Father. If he is not honored as such, then he makes it clear there in verse 23, for that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. If Jesus Christ is not honored in the office, position, calling, or ordaining, appointment, sanctioning, sealing that the Father has put and placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, if men don't receive that in the Son, they by that are rejecting God the Father. And as I mentioned last time, there's many sects, S-E-C-T-S, or denominations, religions, that claim to know and serve and honor Jehovah God, but if they reject the Lord Jesus Christ's deity as being God the Son, not a lesser God, not a lesser a notch or two down, or maybe they would refer to him as an angel instead of being God, then the very God that they claim is being rejected by their stand regarding Jesus Christ. Let's read it in verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but committed all judgment unto the Son. He's given it unto him. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. There's an honor of the Father that's there, and the honor for the Son needs to be on par, needs to be equal. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. The Father has sent the Son, and is expecting and indicating to men that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be honored as the Father is honored. Now listen, as we go here into these coming verses, we're going to have some things revealed unto us and shown to us here about the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the responsibility of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the work and purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in verse number 24, we're going to see about the Lord working and God working in salvation. Verse 24 of John 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, and there it is again, truly, truly, verily, verily, listen up. Listen up, mankind, you need this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, present tense, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Here we see the Lord Jesus Christ simply speaking of salvation. He says, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, be the Son being sent by the Father, hath everlasting life. Has it now. Not a guessing game about wringing one's hands and trying to do good in the course of life. And, of course, the people of God are called to be sanctified, set apart for the Lord's service. But wringing one's hand and hoping that they've done enough good and at the time of death they'll find out about their salvation. No, Jesus says, if you hear his word and you believe on him that hath sent me, has sent him, the Father, and hath, present tense, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation. Coming damnation is that word condemnation, what it tells us about. There is a judgment to come. And those who are guilty and arrive at that judgment, there is the damnation, the punishment for their transgression. sinners will stand in judgment before the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they are there without Jesus Christ as Savior, the Scripture tells us plainly that they're going to be there at the great white throne judgment of God. Jesus Christ sitting on that throne and judging men according to their works, because that's all they have. They don't have the Lord as Savior. That damnation, that what will be meted out there, is they will be judged according to their works. They'll be shown that their name is not written in the book of life. And the Scripture says that the angels will take them and cast them into the lake of fire. That will be that casting into the lake of fire. That darkness, that torment, and that fire, and that brimstone, and that darkness, that separation from God, the mind and the mental faculty, the memory of the individual being fully intact, and then being cast into that terrible place of destruction forever and ever and ever, the body and the mind, the soul, never being consumed. That is the damnation for sinners' sins who have not been forgiven through salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming damnation. How about you? Do you have damnation that is coming to you? You know it's coming. If you are in a position where you and I have not repented of your sins, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and He having saved your soul and giving to you eternal life, that damnation is coming. Let's read what it says again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The sinner that's been saved has passed from death unto life. He has been quickened by the Lord Jesus Christ, made alive by Him, and he won't be at that great white throne judgment. He'll be rather at the judgment seat of Christ, which is a judgment for rewards for those that the Lord has saved. But that sinner that dies without Christ and goes to hell, and then in time is brought up out of hell, and to stand there at the great white throne judgment of God, that coming damnation is there. And sinner friend, if you are without Christ, that condemnation lies ahead for you. It's as sure as you are alive now. If you die without Christ, that coming damnation, that condemnation, it's coming. It is there, it is sure. You're guilty before God, and without Christ, you will be brought into it. But those that are saved, those that have been made alive, those that hear the Word of God, those that hear the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, they believe on the Father that sent Him, they have everlasting life, and that coming damnation does not apply. Why? Because Jesus took that for them. Jesus paid this sinner's hell. Jesus paid for my sin debt. Jesus paid for my suffering in hell. There on the cross of Calvary, some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ paid that debt for Jim. He paid it. He paid that separation from God. He paid that eternal blackness. He paid that torment in the lake of fire, and that burning and of the brimstone and the fire there, and the darkness and that separation. He paid that for this sinner by what he suffered on the cross of Calvary. There on Golgotha's Hill, some 2,000 years ago, my Savior paid that for me. I have no fear of coming damnation. I have no fear of condemnation, because the Lord, having saved my soul, not because of me, but because of Him, and He caused me to pass from death unto life. How about you? How about you? Right there where you are, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Admit before Him and before God you're guilty. You're a sinner. You deserve to go to hell. And trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, that what He did on Calvary, His death, His burial, His resurrection, is sufficient to save your soul. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. We pray that for you. In verse number 25, the Lord goes on to say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." That's again, yet speaking of salvation. Hearing, the hour is coming, and now is. The hour is present when the dead, not talking about physically dead, but talking about spiritually dead, talking about the death that happened to sinners when Adam sinned against God in the garden. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God told Adam that in the day you eat of that tree, thou shalt surely die. But Adam didn't die. He didn't die physically. Oh, but he died spiritually, didn't he? He died in that faculty that gave him means and ability by which to have fellowship with God. He died spiritually. And every child born from him died spiritually that day also. Adam died, and we, his children, died that day. And the Lord says in verse 25 of John 5, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and the hour now is, when the dead," that's the dead that he's talking about, "the spiritually dead, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Do you hear his voice? Not my voice, but the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to you and telling you the truth about your sin, telling you the truth about your wickedness, telling you the truth about your need of him. Do you hear him speaking to you? If you'll hear him. The Lord says here, "When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." It goes on to say in verse 26, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." That's what the Lord told him earlier down here in verse number 21. "Like the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them," or makes them alive, "even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." You and I, we need the Lord. He quickens whom he will. And we need him. Cry out for mercy unto him. He says, "The Father," in verse 26, "hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." Verse 27, "And hath given him authority to execute judgment also." There's a reason for it. He said that judgment's been committed to the Son earlier in this chapter. Verse 19 and 20 tells us that. In verse 21, 22, 23. "Have given him authority," verse 27, "to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." The Lord Jesus Christ, he became a man that he might be a Savior for men. God can't die. But God the Son, God became a man so that he could die for the sins of his people. To be the only human sacrifice that ever made a difference. Jesus came to do that. "To give him authority to execute judgment, because he also, because he is the Son of Man." He also will be a man judging men. Well, I see that our time has passed. Thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.